Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dillaa, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use Azure Redis Cache with .NET applications. Azure Redis Cache is a good technology that makes it really fast to store and retrieve data. This will make, of course, our applications be more responsive. So let's get started. So as the first step, I'll go to the Azure portal and create a new Azure Redis Cache here by going to new, then here selecting data plus storage. From these templates, we'll choose the Redis cache here. Then we'll be asked to give some parameters like the DNS name, so let's call it cars4 for example. Then we'll choose the subscription. Here I have only one subscription. Then we'll choose the resource group. I'll go and use an existing one because I already created some. So let's choose this one, for example. Then we'll choose the location, and this is really important because you want your Redis cache memory to be located near your customers. For that, it's really important to choose the right one here. So for me, for example, I'll go and choose West Europe. Then another option is to choose the pricing tier, because Redis Cache comes with lots of options and configurations that could be the number of replications, for example, and the use of SSL, data persistence, the use of Redis clusters, and lots of other options that you may or may not be interested in. For me, I'll go and choose the basic one for the sake of this demo. So here I keep just using the standard that have 1 gigabyte of RAM here. I'll go for that. Then after that, then you are ready to create your Redis cache by hitting the create button. The creation of a Redis cache will take about from, let's say, 2 to 5 minutes. For that, I'll go and use a Redis cache that I already created before. So it's this one, call it cars2. And here I can go to all settings to display the configurations and settings that I can use or change depending on my use case. So here I'll go to my access keys, and here the access keys will give me the connection string that I should use in order to connect to the Redis cache in order to store or retrieve data. The one we'll be interested in is this primary connection string here. So this contains information like the name of the tier, and then it have the password and some other configurations. Now let's try to connect to this Redis cache that is already created on Azure from a .NET application. For that, I'll go to Visual Studio, and here I have created a sample console application by going to File, hit New Project, then choosing here Console Application. Of course, you want to use Redis Cache with an ASP.NET applications or any type of web applications, but here to make it really simple, we are just using Console Application, and the code, of course, applies to your ASP.NET application. So here I'm inside the Console Application, and the first thing to do in order to connect to Azure Redis Cache is to add a NuGet package by going to your project, hit Manage NuGet Packages, go to Bruce and look for Redis. Let's search by keyword Redis. You should get the stackexchange.redis NuGet package. Let's go and install it. This one will pull all the DLLs that contains objects that will enable us to connect to Redis cache. Once that's done, here you see it adds stackexchange.redis DLLs to my references. And now I'm ready to use or to connect to Redis cache. For that, I'll use some code here because you want to see me typing in real time. I'll go and import this code. And here I'll go and add these using references, which is here using stackexchange.redis. Here we have this property, lazy connection. This one contains the information about the connection string to connect to Redis cache. I go and use the right one and get it from the Azure portal here. This connection, let's copy it. Then let's use it here. So you see it contains information like the password and have some configurations like if you want to use SSL or not, or if you want to abort connect to set it true or false. Then we'll use the connection multiplexer, which will use the lazy connection in order to get its value so that it can connect to the Azure Redis cache. Then from my main method, I go and import some other code that will use the connection. So let's import this code that do get and set. Let's get rid of these commands. Here what I am doing, I'm calling the connection, which is my property here, and calling get database method to get a reference to the Redis cache. Then with Redis cache, I can save and retrieve data. The way to save data is by calling the method string set, and to get data, you call the method string get. So to save data, Redis cache works with the concept of having a key value pairs. For that, for each data you want to store inside in Redis cache, you should specify a value which is of type string, then a value that could be either a string, a list, or integer. As you see here, the first thing we are storing is the key value pairs, call it key1. It have the value with value equal value. So let's call it, for example, value1. Then we are storing another key value pairs. Of course, here you can store many value pairs, but if you want, if you go to store two values with the same key, then the second one will replace the first one. That means here I'll have the key value key one with the value 25, not anymore value one. So of course you want to make sure here you are calling your keys with unique names. Then to retrieve the value, the only thing we need to specify is the name of the key. Then the string get will return, as you see here, its signature, it returns a Redis value. That Redis value here, I'm expecting it to be a string value. Then I'm expecting that the key to be an integer. For that, I'm casting it to be an integer. So let's try this sample. Let's add here console.readline so that we can wait until this executes. So let's put a breakpoint here. Then let's go and start debugging this console application. Hit start. So we have hit that breakpoint. Now we have connected to the Redis cache account. Then I go to the next breakpoint by hitting F11. And to the next one by F11 again. And here I can see the value of key 1 by putting the cursor on top of it, and I can see that the value 1 have the value 1 that I already stored here with the string set method. Then let's see the value of key 2. Let's hit F12 and let's see the value key 2 here. It's 25, which is the value that I already stored in my Redis cache. So this is the basics of using Redis cache. It's just a key value pairs that you want to store in your Redis cache account. Then you can retrieve this value back. The sample relies on just a simple string, but of course for your real applications you might be storing some large data like a list of products. So let's see how we can store these values. So let's say for example we have a list of products. For that we'll have a public class called product. For example, each product will have a property of type integer called ID, for example. Then it have another property of type string called the name of the product, for example. And here we want to create a list of products. Let's go and do that. Products equal new list of product. Oops, list with L uppercase. Our list of products will contain, or let's create the first product. Equal new product. The first product will have the value for the ID to be, let's say, 0, for example, or let's say 1. Then the name equal, let's say, it's TV, for example. Let's create a second product. Let's call it product 1 and product 2. The product 2 will have the ID equal to 2, and this time it's a PC. The list of products have these two products, product 1 and product 2. Now, having these products, we want to store these two products inside Azure Redis Cache. How we can do that? I'll go here to use the cache.stringset and let's call it products, for example. And here, instead of having the value 1, I should pass as parameter the value for the products, the content of these products. For that, I'll use the JSON conversion to convert this .NET object to a JSON object, because JSON objects at the end are of type string. For that, I'll go into the Solution Explorer and add another NuGet package. Let's look for JSON.NET. So it is newtonsoft.json. Let's install this one here. Once it's installed, now I can go back to my program, and here I can change these .NET applications or convert these .NET applications to JSON object. So let's say we'll have now JSON equal JSON convert, which is the method that can do serialize and deserialize. Now we want to serialize an object which is our products. You see here the JSON is of type string, so that now we can pass it as a parameter to the string set, which will store that data to the Azure Redis cache. I'll get rid of this second value here. So now I want to retrieve the products with the same key as specified here with the string set. Let's call this one P, for example. Good, now let's try this application. Hit the breakpoint there to see the values and hit F5 to debug this app. Let's see the value of JSON. You see here it's a string value that have the ID name for both two products. Let's hit F11 to store the data. Now F11 again to retrieve the data. And here by hitting P, you see here we are getting that same value stored in Azure Redis cache. We are retrieving it as a string which have the format of a JSON object. And here as we are as we did the serialization or the conversion from .NET object to a JSON object, we can do the vice versa. We can deserialize that JSON to .NET object. Let's do that by using the same object JSON convert dot deserialize object instead of serialize object. We are expecting the deserialized object to be deserialized to a list of product. So we should give it the expected value here, which is of type list product. Then we pass it the P, which is retrieved from by using a string get. Deserialized object will return a list of product. So let's store it. Let's call it retrieved products, for example. Let's hit the breakpoint on that value or on the console, and let's debug our application again to see if we succeeded deserializing the JSON response. Let's hit retrieved products. You see I have two products, which are the product one with the values TV and ID equal 1, and the product two with PC and ID equal 2. So this is it. This is really a quick get started with using Redis cache. But of course, if you want to learn more about Redis cache, then you can check the Azure Redis cache documentation on Microsoft Azure website. From here you will get more information about how to use it with other platforms like Node.js, Java, Python, and so on, and how to configure it to increase the value of data you want to store, or to make it much more faster, or even to create replicates for your values. So thank you.